Okay, hey guys, and today in this episode of iUpdate, we're going to talk about iOS 9 and the various other things that have been mentioned in WWDC 2015. So do you want to start off, Michael?
Yeah, so first we're starting off with iOS 9. So, they announced iOS 9 Beta 1 at WWDC, and we're just going to go through a few of the features today.
Okay, so in iOS 9, the main focus of it was new built-in apps, such as the News app, also new proactive assistant, so it's kind of a feature that was that's been in Google devices for a while, you know, like Google Now and stuff. So yeah, there's proactive assistant and also a load of improvement as well, such as new UI for things like Spotlight search and multitasking as well. So Michael will go the website showing some of the features while we talk through some of them. So do you want to go through the first two?
Yeah, so here we are at the iOS 9 preview page on Apple's website. And on here, they tell you a few features and stuff that are new in iOS 9. So starting off here, then I'll start off with the built-in apps. So they have a new News app, but that's not currently in the beta. But I think it'll either be added in the full preview, the full version of iOS 9, or the public beta.
It's strange that's not fully integrated yet, because on the WWDC conference, it showed them having the app already installed, so I don't know if they're trying to iron out a few bugs in the app or not, I'm not sure. Yeah.
And there's also a new music app, which is, at the moment, it's like the iOS 8.4 music app, but they're improving it a lot in iOS 9, and it's going to feature a new streaming service, like a radio service called Apple Music. And that's going to have like different places from in London and stuff.
Also, some other features include new multitasking as well. The multitasking UI has been completely changed as well. It has the sort of view of the Windows phone sort of multitasking as well. I do, however, really like the stacks sort of view that the multitasking has as well. And obviously the other feature is the proactive assistant. So if you swipe to the left, I think it is, like how you did in iOS 6, you can get a screen that sort of shows some app shortcuts. Basically it sort of shows you what you're most likely to sort of use, or where you most likely want to go or something. So that's pretty cool. I think Apple kind of needed that with their product. You know, it's nice for sort of when you turn on your device that you already have things. It's already loads on there what your interests are and stuff like that, which they sort of integrated with Siri, because Siri now, you know, you can sort of ask Siri more questions that sort of, you know, like say, you can say to Siri, show me pictures from like a party or something, and we'll go straight into that, or show pictures from when I was in, I don't know, Leeds or London or somewhere, and it will take you right to it, which I think is very good. So iOS 9 will be released in September, but you can get public beta in July, and the developer previews are available now. The thing is, like, with UID is the fact that they say, oh no, you know, you can only have iOS 9 betas if you're a developer, but me and Michael are not developers, so yeah, we downloaded it anyway, but we've encountered no problems, so I don't think it matters if you download the developer beta or not, because nothing will happen to your device.
Oh yeah, and there's also like split view, and you can have like your videos in whatever app you want and stuff.
Can we look at
but unfortunately, it's only really on the iPad Air 2 and later.
Yeah. It's sort of, it is pretty much just a jailbreak, kind of. It is kind of copied from, well, not copied from jailbreak. Jailbreaking communities have been doing that for a long time. But yeah, do you want to
The Twig developers. I think there's been some videos on YouTube at the moment where people have been saying, like, what features Apple have copied from the jailbreak.
Yeah, that I think that's also the video thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Siri has had a... Well, improvement, so it looks like the Apple Watch Siri, and it's now more smarter, so you can ask it to like remind you of messages and stuff. Yeah. And it also can remind you to like get your coffee off the car roof before you get in the car and stuff.
Yeah. It does tie in with the proactive assistant thing as well, because obviously with Siri suggestions.
You can get Siri to show you pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
From like a year ago, if you can't find them.
I did want to
show some.
The website in full, or well, the features in iOS 9 full view. Then definitely look on the website because it's more in depth. Whereas the WWDC was very quick, and you know you'd have to pause the video, but. Yeah. Oh, I like the feature about the longer battery life and smaller updates, like smaller.
Yeah, that's better because it has like has low power mode and stuff, and it tells you which apps are taking the most battery. Yeah. And
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that how main updates take about nearly 5 gigabytes. Of storage of it was absolutely ridiculous.
And what's good about iOS 9 is that it only takes over a gigabyte to install, but iOS 8 took almost 5 gigabytes.
Yeah. What didn't they do iPhone 5Cs that were like 8 gigabytes or something?
Yeah, it's a bit pointless because the software takes up most of the
especially
gigabytes, and then
I find this feature quite funny, the Android migration tool. I don't know if Android actually said that this is okay, but it's sort of transferring your Android data to your iPhone. And then if you actually look, can we scroll down to the image? Because I find the image a bit funny. It says you can dispose of your Android phone at your nearest like Apple store as well. I find that really weird. And
look at that Android phone. It looks so weird.
Yeah, you know when you recycle your Android phone at the Apple store, will they actually use the spare parts? Or they just get rid of them or something? That's what I want to know.
Recycle your Android phone.
I really like that picture.
Security has also been improved in like third-party apps and stuff. And you can now have 6-digit passcodes instead of 4. Just 4, you can now have 6, which is better.
Numbers, or is it letters, or is it both?
It can be numbers now as well.
Bit pointless.
But,
it would have been nice that WWDC actually told us most of these features. Because it's nice looking on the website, but the thing is, it is annoying because... You know, I do like to sort of know quite a lot, you know, like what the features are and stuff.
Yeah, they didn't at WWDC, they didn't really show off all the features. Like, there's some hidden features people have found.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the search in the settings are. Oh, yeah, CarPlay, that wasn't really.
With the, keyboard feature as well. That was another thing copied off jailbreak because, I think Apple are kind of hypocrites because they say, oh, we don't like jailbreak and stuff. Whereas they, like, this is a sort of a lot of people talk about, that Apple do kind of copy jailbreak tweaks, even though they say they don't.
Yeah, they go around patching the jailbreaks, but then they take their features. That's why some of the developers are a bit.
I think they should like, jailbreak, really. You know, because jailbreak is quite a good thing. I mean, yeah, it's not the most secure thing, and yeah, it's technically hacking, but.
Although, Miss Venables, if you're watching, then you hate jailbreak.
Yeah. I don't know, I think Apple, I just don't understand why Apple sort of say, oh, we don't like this or that, when they actually do it, you know. I just really don't understand why Apple have kind of been hypocrites, to be honest, but,
Yeah, like, the swipe selection tweak.
I have to say, though, that it is nice that they are incorporating these features, though, as well. Do you want to talk about some of your thoughts on the Apple Watch now?
Well, I quite like the Apple Watch, but considering it's a version 1 product, then I can see why people are like complaining it's slow and stuff. But Apple are trying their best to get out new updates that will fix performance and stuff. Yeah, I quite like the look of the Apple Watch Sport. But the gold 10K one is a bit ridiculous. Who's going to pay £10,000 for a watch?
Yeah, the thing is, you can sort of replace the straps, but it's a bit pointless. But the only sort of thing, well, yeah, you can choose what strap is comfortable, but I don't think you should choose the most expensive strap. And obviously, there is the case of the screen sizes as well.
Yeah. I think you can also buy third-party bands like with different colours, because you can just take off the bands. But people are saying that there's like people are saying that it's quite like a rip-off for the bands, because it's like almost £40 for like just for a band.
Yeah, I do. I do like the feature where you can turn the Apple Watch on its side when it's charging and use it as a alarm clock. That's quite good because it, you know, because I don't know really. It's just because it feels nice that the Apple Watch has more uses. But I just, the one thing I don't like about the Apple Watch is the fact that you need an iPhone for it to work. I mean, why can't you use your iPad or iPod as well to make it work? I don't know, it's a bit ridiculous, really.
Yeah, they're also releasing a WatchOS 2 or something.
That was the...
And you can see what's coming.
That was the beta that they... I think that was the beta they were on about in WWDC 2015, I'm not sure.
Wait, did they do a beta for the Apple Watch?
I think it was after the iOS 9 beta 1 talk, I'm not sure. It's probably...
Oh, you can do time-lapse now on the Apple Watch.
Yeah, I like the time-lapse. I like the time-lapse sort of screen as well. I think it'd be cool if that was on the iDevices, like iPhone, iPod, iPad, because I think Apple needs to add moving backgrounds for the iDevices, because I like the Bubbles one, but it's just not enough for moving backgrounds, because Android's been doing moving backgrounds for donkey years. Apple is improving with its updates as well, but it still annoys me that some features are missing, or some features need to be...
Yeah, on the old device.
What
I think most of the features have to be like iPad Air 2.
What features do you want to see in future updates for iDevices?
Well, we need some more bug fixes, which I hope they do, because the performance was really buggy on iOS 8.
I have an idea for one of the features that they should have added in iOS 9, like screen recording for the iPad, because we really need screen recording, because it's so annoying, because you have to jailbreak for it. But Apple is adding features.
Yeah, but IREP isn't very good because it goes black and you have to have assistive touch on all the time.
And I think the reason why is because you have to have excessive touch on just so it can sort of work for the iPod, but sometimes not for the iPad. I think iPad 4 and over, you have to use excessive touch, but for like iPad 3 and 4 and 1, it's basically useless. Well, iPad 1.
It didn't really do that on record screen and record my screen. You didn't need it for that. I think but the thing is that Apple never would get a screen recorder because that's also what they hate. They hate jailbreaks and they hate screen recorders.
It's also helpful for YouTubers as well because in the past we've recorded videos, but we've had to use jailbreak for most of our gameplay videos. Will the new screen recorder apps, I think it's Shao. I'm not sure if it'll work on this new update for Minecraft. Or even iOS 9 for that matter.
Luckily, Pangu are making a 8.3 and 4 jailbreak.
Yeah.
It's in the book.
We are basically talking about different things in this episode, but you know, the series is iUpdate, so it's about everything on iDevices, really. So, if you had one thing that you want to add to iOS, what would it be?
I don't know. I think, they need to add some more apps that Cydia has, like in the App Store, like Winterboard and stuff, to customize your home screen.
Yeah, I think my one
UI has been the same for ages, and it's just getting boring.
Yeah, my one feature, it's that, I think that question is quite hard because you pretty much sort of think it, you could think about anything you wanted to add, but I think screen recorder. I'm going to stick with screen recorder because Apple have added quite a lot of things that I've already wanted. Yeah. Do you want to sign off?
Yeah. So, thanks for watching iUpdate V1, and V2 will be coming soon.
Okay.
This has been the Mike and Craig channel. Thanks for watching, and bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Bye-bye.